Hi.
Hi.
How are you again?
I'm okay. That's kind of a lie. I'm just anxious.
Me too. I wish that for once when we say, how are you doing, we could say, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty relaxed, but I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
I feel like after this week, I know I keep saying this, but after this week, really, like,
Are you
we'll be
sure?
stress-free.
We've been saying after this week for too many weeks. I remember in November, we were saying after this week, after November 17th, everything will
I
be
know.
okay.
Yeah, but like really after this week, I swear it'll
You
be good.
sure?
Yes, because like most of our assignments will be done.
I feel like it's not even after this week. It's after like Tuesday. No, sorry, tomorrow's Tuesday, but Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, for me it's Thursday because my chemistry presentation is on Thursday.
Oh, who are you doing?
I'm Milliken. What about you?
I'm doing Chadwick's. I'm
Is that
like
second
last.
day or oh, you're also last. Like
Yes.
Thursday?
Probably because it's Dalton and then someone else and then Boar and then Milliken, right?
Wait, isn't it like six in total?
Oh,
We're
sorry.
doing like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're at
Oh.
mine is like the last
Okay,
one.
so we're
So
both
probably
going
Thursday then.
last. Yeah.
Wait, we're doing different sciences
Yeah,
though.
different.
Wait, then why are we both going?
What do you mean?
Because the way he explained it to us, he was like, okay, all the Dalton people, they will go first, and then the next people, they will go, and then they will go, right?
Yeah.
So is Milliken right before Chadwick?
I think they're just both on the last day because they're the last two left.
But there's, oh wait, maybe you guys have less people. We're doing two groups for each scientist.
Oh, we are as well, but wait, I haven't thought about that. I kind of just assumed it would be one group doing each one, even though I knew it was two groups. I don't know how that works.
He kind of explained it, but he didn't explain it well to us. Maybe I misunderstood. Oh, this is so like
Oh,
not
this is like,
related.
yeah.
Okay, had something I was gonna talk about as a cute, like a funny, quirky story,
Oh.
but I forgot what it was.
That's very like you, Santa.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have anything else you would like to talk about in the meanwhile?
So, what shows have you been watching this weekend? You should tell me about that.
Okay, so I've been really into Apple TV recently because I have this 3 month trial, so I'm like making use of it before it goes away. So first I watched Lessons in Chemistry, which was like really good. And it was not at all what I thought it would be. Because you know, like when I was going through Indigo and I saw the cover, I thought it would be like a rom-com.
Oh, it's a book?
Yeah, it's a book. Wait, I thought your like English class got tested on it.
Lessons in
Oh, we're
chemistry?
both in the same English. Oh, sorry. The other class did. They got like it on
Oh.
the unseen sight passage test. But yeah, when I was going through Indigo, I saw the cover and I thought it was a rom-com, but it was like the farthest thing from it. So I was like surprised when I saw the TV show.
What was it about?
It was about this woman played by Brie Larson, who was like really good on good in it. And she was a lab technician, but she wanted to be a chemist. And she had her like major in chemistry, but she couldn't continue pursuing her PhD because of like some reason that is revealed later on. And then she meets this like other chemist who's like very famous in their little lab institution thing, and they like become lab partners and they do some research together. And it's really nice, but also very heartbreaking. I think it was a great series, like a roller coaster of emotions.
That's good to hear. I like how you described it. Like you're like in the trailer for it, a roller coaster of emotions.
Thank you. I felt very strongly about this movie, the show. It's very good.
Did you see anything else?
I also watched, like yesterday, a new series called New Look on Apple TV, and it was based on Christian Dior and his time in World War II Paris, and how his sister was like a part of the French revolutionist group, and then they like discovered her and they took her to a concentration camp to work, and then he was trying to get her back and. Also, like Coco Chanel being a Nazi sympathizer, and then she was trying to get her name off the list for like people who were associated with the Nazis, and it was like very interesting.
Is it like is it what is it, like realistic fiction or whatever, or is it very historically accurate to what happened?
I'm not sure, but like everything they did, it was accurate. Like all the events they did, mm-hmm. it was accurate. But I'm not sure about like the dramatic aspects of it, because of course, like everything's kind of exaggerated sometimes. So I don't know about that. But I think it was quite nice, and I was like hooked on it too. You should check out both these shows. I think you would especially like New Look because you like history.
Thank you. I'll put that on my to-be-watch list. I feel like nothing on my to-be-watch list ends up being watched.
That's true. Sometimes I have a huge watch list, but I just like watch things that aren't a part of it when I see it, you know?
Me too. Or I'm like, this is too like out of my usual range of things to watch, but it's too much commitment. Like, I can't do it. So I go back to something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really watch any shows because I was just stressed this entire weekend. But I came across this movie that I was telling you about that we should watch, but I didn't really tell you a lot about it.
Oh, yeah. I want to know more about it.
Yeah. So it's called Players, and it came out on the 14th. So, like, really recently. And I watched the trailer, and it's basically about this girl. And she and her friends, they have this kind of, like, game plan of getting each other dates or whatever. And then she meets this guy who's, like, this famous eligible bachelor in New York or something. And then she decides to pursue a relationship with him. But then it talks about, like, I don't really know what happens after that. But it kind of just talks about how, you know, what, it's about, like, idolization of people, I think. And like, self-love and stuff. So.
That seems very interesting.
Yes.
Where did you, like, come across it? Because I haven't seen it.
I saw the trailer for it a while back, and then I forgot about it. And then I saw the preview show up for Netflix, like, on Netflix for it. And then I saw it.
Oh, that's very interesting. I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, I haven't seen it either, so I hope I'm not selling it the wrong way or something, but this is what I interpreted from the trailer.
I look forward to, like, watching it as a little reward after everything.
Me too.
Okay, so I guess since we're already kind of on this, like, topic, we should move on to introducing our, what we're doing today. Do you want to introduce it?
Okay. So we decided it would be a pretty fun idea to take 5 teen-based shows, I would say, like, Y, for the most part, YA shows, as 2 teenagers ourselves, and kind of rank them individually based on 2 factors, and then kind of compare and see where we go from there.
Yeah, so we don't, we haven't revealed it to each other yet, and we have our rankings
in written our down.
Respective papers over here. So, okay. Who wants to start first?
I guess we should probably point out each of the shows first, right?
Yes, I forgot about that.
So I guess in no particular order, these are the shows. No Good Nick, which is kind of an outlier from the rest. It's a bit for younger audiences, but I feel like it's still a really good show.
It's very applicable. Like, I think a lot of adults, teenagers, people of all ages enjoy the show.
You keep talking like one of those people in the trailers where they're like trying to hype up the movie for the show.
Netflix should hire me.
They should.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. EXO Kitty, My Life with the Walter Boys, Outer Banks, and Ginny in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I just realized that these are all Netflix originals. So Netflix actually should hire you. Like, look at all this.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. And also, the 2 factors we're rating these on. The first one is bingeability, so, like, how much we would want to finish them in one sitting, which I think we both kind of do a lot. And then the second one is realisticness, and that doesn't necessarily mean the plot. It's kind of just, like, the character dynamics, the dialogue, the interactions. So those are, like, what we're both ranking them on. Okay, so now that we've explained everything, I think we can get into it.
Do you want to start from the lowest place to the highest place?
Okay, that seems good. Yeah.
So what did you put for last place?
I put My Life... No, sorry. I did not put that. Okay, I put Outer Banks last place. Yeah, I guess I'll explain. While I enjoyed this show, I think... I don't know if this is, like, the common experience with it. I feel like a lot of people will disagree with me on this, but I didn't think... Like, I watched it over the span of 2 months, the whole first season, because I kept getting distracted by other things. I feel like if it was really bingeable, I wouldn't be distracted, you know? So I would have wanted to finish it in one sitting, but with this, I wasn't as compelled. And I think while the plot was pretty interesting, for the first season, I kind of like, after watching the first season and then the second season coming out, like, I don't know, a year later, I forgot everything about the first season. And so the second season, I was kind of finding it hard to follow along. And I feel like I really would have like remembered it more if it was actually really bingeable. And then second for the realisticness, I feel like it's not very realistic at all in terms of the characters. Like, the acting was well done, but I would never meet teenagers like that in real life, I think. Yeah, that's kind of all I have to say for it.
I also put Outer Banks in last place. I'm a bit worried because we're so similar. Like, what if we have the exact same ranking and we don't
know? I was hoping we'd have, like, a few things we would disagree on.
I feel like we should bring this up. Maybe this was a story I wanted to talk about earlier, but I forgot. We were comparing our slideshow presentations for an assignment earlier, and she said, can you show me your slides? Because I want to know how you formatted them. And then it turns out we use the exact same template.
Yes, I know. And when I was choosing the template yesterday, I was looking through Canva, and I was like going to the bottom, because I was like, oh, everyone's going to pick the top ones. Like, I want to be unique. I don't want to be this person with the same template as somebody else's.
That was literally me. I went through like 20 and made sure that I got something that was way down.
I feel like I spent like 30 minutes just choosing a template, honestly, and checking all the fonts. But anyways, I guess that work went for nothing because we both picked the same one.
Okay, sorry, that was a bit off track. For me, like, before I go into the two factors, I never really liked Outer Banks that much. I remember when I saw the first season, I didn't get the hype at all. And then I saw the second and the third, and I still didn't get the hype that much. Like, I never really liked it that much. But then basing it on those two factors of bingeability, again, I didn't really like it that much. I feel like, in terms of bingeability, I think the first season was really good at being intriguing and new. And then I feel like by the third season, I was just kind of tired. Like, they've been adventuring for three seasons at this point. Like, I don't really care anymore.
That makes sense. I think with the first season, it was the best for me. Or maybe the second season, too. And then third season, I kind of, like, I was lost with everything. Like, there was so much going on with the plot.
I was so, like, shocked when Rafe and, what's her name? It's been so long.
Not Sarah.
Is the actress's name Madison? Is it
for Sarah?
No. The other girl.
I have no idea.
Do you remember JJ?
Yeah.
You know the girl that people were always shipping
Kiara.
Kiara. Oh my gosh, Kiara. They were shipping like Kiara and Wraith. And I was like,
wait, where did that come from?
I just remember season three, there was like scenes between Kiara and Wraith, and I saw so many edits of it, and I was where did this come from?
I don't agree with that. I think he's like kind of psychopathic, but you know.
I agree.
Oh yeah, I also didn't get why people worshipped him so much. Like, I was actually like terrified of him in the show. And so when I see people making edits of him, I was very surprised.
I almost feel kind of impressed that they're able, because I remember not really caring about him before in the two seasons. No one really liking him that much. And then season three, I don't know what they did, but they got people to like him more.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then for realisticness, I also felt like it was not that realistic. I feel like that's a bit self-explanatory. Like, why are they just traveling all the time? Don't they have school? Well, maybe that was explained, actually. Yeah,
they got suspended.
Yeah.
No, that guy got his scholarship taken away.
Yeah.
Sorry about these spoilers.
Oh yeah,
maybe spoiler we should put,
alert.
Like, we'll put a text before. Okay. Yeah. But anyways. Oh, I was also sad about him losing the scholarship. I was like, don't lose your scholarship for this. Like, just go on with your normal school life.
I felt so bad for him because I feel like, what was his name? Pope?
Yeah.
I feel like he I don't know. I feel like he was trying, at least with his grades and stuff, he was kind of trying to
and his
build
dad,
a better life.
Like, I felt so bad for his dad because he was like encouraging him, he was supporting him, and then all that hard work goes down the drain. So, you know, I was mad about that. Anyways. Okay, since I explained the last one first, do you want to go for your number four ranking?
I really hope we don't have the same one, but I feel like we do. Because, okay, my first one is My Life with the Walter Boys. You can say yours.
Like, my, Sorry, I'm actually finding this hard to read. I wrote in a red pencil. Yeah, my...
I don't like where this is going.
Okay. Me too.
Okay. So, for why... For the first factor, so bingeability. I feel like there were so many characters. There was, like, what? Like, 10 kids?
Yeah,
and there were so many plots that I didn't care about. Like, that one brother who was getting married and his fiance. I could not care less about them and their struggles. Like, why is this here? And the parents. I didn't care. I didn't really find interest in the parents' story. And I feel like there was just, everything was all over the place. The guidance counselor getting a random story of her own, even though she has no relation to anything. So I feel like for bingeability, that was a bit annoying. Like, I feel like if I was binging something and there was never really a focus on any character, I wouldn't really want to binge it unless I'm binging it to understand the plots, because you can't, everything is happening so quickly. And then for the second factor, which is related, like realisticness in terms of character, I feel like the way the people talk in the show is not how people talk in real life, particularly the teenagers. I feel like they say stuff and do things that I feel like no one at our age would do at all. At all.
Mm-hmm. The only realistic actor was, like, Alex.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll explain my ranking as well. Like, this is going in the same pathway so far. But, okay, so for the bingeability, I found, like, the overall plot of it to be pretty interesting. Like, Jackie with the brothers. Like, I was invested in that, kind of. And I found it even more interesting than The Summer I Turned Pretty. Which I know is very, like, highly rated. But I think, like, I would rate this higher than that.
Okay.
Okay. And I agree with you on the side plots. Some people said, like, they enjoyed tuning into those and seeing something else apart from the teenagers' lives. Seeing, like, the adults being focused on for once. I think this is a teenage show. So why try to make it into something it's not? That sounds so bad. But, like, I don't want... I think the plot of the parents trying to, like, I don't know, they were losing their farm or whatever. That was so overdone. I've seen that intelligence so many times. Maybe it was actually interesting. Something that's not used all the time. And then the guidance counselor, why was that there? Like, she had no relation to any of this. She was just one guidance counselor in a school that the main character went to. Yeah. And then realisticness, I think, like, Jackie was a typical YN character, and that's just not realistic at all, you know? And once again, Alex was the only realistic one. I can see many teenagers like him. I know many teenagers like him. And Cole, he was not realistic. No, he was, you know, very charismatic, charming.
He reminded me so much of the Damon Salvatore character. And I don't think either of those you would find in real life at all.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Especially not in a high school setting where, like, most teenagers have, like, social anxiety, you know? So it's not very realistic in terms of that. So, yeah, I guess we are going down the same path right now.
I think you should go this time. I'm really hoping we don't say the same thing.
Okay. Let's cut this part out. I can't find my other ranking.
What's this other show? You can't find it. I thought you wrote it down.
Wait, what were all the other shows?
No Good Nick, Ginny, Georgia, and EXO Kitty.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Carmina, so how messy did you write?
So bad, because it was, like, light, and I was, like, giving up right on writing it. Okay, anyways, let's just cut that one out. Okay. 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 I know where it is. Okay. So, for my third ranking, I put in EXO Kitty. No!
Stop!
Exactly.
This is so sad.
Wait.
Maybe our top two will be different. I don't think it is, though.
This is not good at all. Okay. I guess I'll explain why I put EXO Kitty third, which I'm sure is the same as yours. So, okay, EXO Kitty in terms of bingeableness. when I first started started watching the show, I was like, I liked the actress because I saw her on like Descendants before, and I liked her on To All the Boys I Loved Before. So I was like interested in seeing her grow up and moving to like an international school in Korea. Like that was a really interesting plot, I think. And I haven't like seen that done much before. And then I didn't like her like relationship with that, like that online relationship.
Oh, his name even started with him. A D, but I forgot what it was.
I don't even know. Like, there was barely anything that I remember at him. He was so minor in this show to me.
I remember he was poor, and he was trying to support his little sister.
Yes, I forgot
which was
that.
Very sweet. Yeah. But I agree, they didn't really give him much else.
Yeah, so I think I just wasn't invested in that. And I think if they wanted to make it more realistic going into the second factor, they would have made him and her, like, dynamics a bit more interesting. I just couldn't see anything. Like, I wasn't investing my time into that. And then that one other actor, like, on the show, the second love interest, I guess.
Minho? I don't want to mispronounce.
Yes,
it was either Minho or Minho. I'm very sorry. Either way.
Okay, I don't know either. I don't remember any names of anyone. But, yeah, I think I found his and her dynamic pretty good. I think I like their kind of like enemies to lovers aspect. Yeah. And realisticness. I guess it was okay on realisticness. I could see how like Kitty, she was kind of a normal high school teenager and she was going through a lot of life experiences. She's very excited. So yeah, I liked her passion for everything. Like her determination to find, I don't know, there was a link between the Australian teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Was he Australian?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. There was a whole story about that. I think this is also another spoiler alert, but it ends up that she's bisexual and she develops like feelings for her, the girl. The rich girl.
I don't remember her name either.
I don't know any other names. But yeah, I think that was quite random. Although I did appreciate how they didn't make like this the whole plot and they kind of tried to put it in naturally. Yeah.
I feel like it just felt like they came up with the idea halfway through. But I feel like if they kind of started from the beginning and was a bit subtle.
Yeah,
then
that's true.
It would have felt a bit more natural.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I did like their dynamic. I just wish that it was introduced that or like it was kind of brought up a bit earlier into the show.
Mm-hmm. I've also never seen what am I saying? Okay, I've never seen a show with three love interests all at once. I really consider the first one a love interest, though. He's just so minor.
fair.
I don't know if that's what they made him out to be on purpose or, yeah. But anyways, what are your explanations?
Oh, they're like the same as yours, basically. For bingeability, like what you said about the relationship between her and the second guy, the enemies to lovers. I feel like the way the show ends, spoilers alert, I guess, with them on a plane together, I feel like watching that and then having it end off that note, you kind of want to rewatch and then see, oh, where were the signs all along? Like stuff like that. And then the same with the girl whose name I forgot. I feel like watching the show and seeing their dynamic, you would like go to the beginning and want to see like, oh, was this like little clues that it was hinting towards this all along? So I feel like that made it bingeable to me. But I feel like also the plots were a bit random. So I don't know. I don't know if that helped with the binging. It was just something that I kind of remembered. And then for related, or I guess realisticness, I agree that Kitty, I literally wrote this down, like what you said, like Kitty is a very realistic teenager. And I feel like she is. And I liked her dynamics with her friends. I feel like that was also pretty realistic. But at the same time, a lot of stuff done in this show, I feel like would not happen in real life. Like,
that's
true.
The Australian teacher,
for example. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What I found really unrealistic at first was how he was, like, he was a teacher in that school, okay? And then he was, like, talking to her as if they were friends.
The same thing.
For a second, I don't know if I want to admit this, but I thought they were going to be love interests.
No,
for the very first, like, before he was a teacher.
Before he was known as
as a teacher.
I suspected too, and I was like, I hope they don't go down this road. Like, this is so weird.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyways, yeah, like, it was so confusing. I think they should have made it different. Because, like, why was the person who came to, like, retrieve her after she was found going through those files?
A teacher!
You know? Like, that's just not okay.
I feel like the other teacher was more realistic. That, like, quote-unquote mean teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had good boundaries and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But then, like, that Australian teacher, he was, like, acknowledging Kitty as, like, I don't know, his best friend. Oh, good. But they do turn out to be, like, you know, related.
Oh, they did?
Wait, didn't they? I thought the whole plot was them being, like, adopted.
Actually, remember.
Maybe we should cut this out. I don't know if that's a part of the plot. Anyways, yeah. I'm actually really scared.
This next one is going to decide what happens.
You go.
Oh, okay. Well, Parmita, the show that I chose, I'm like 95% sure you chose too. For second place is No Good Nick.
Oh my god! I give up! What is this?
This is so sad. Like, we should have had like a third person look at our list or something and then tell us how similar they were.
I hope this doesn't seem planned, because like I really wanted there to be like, you know, a source of debate or something.
Me too.
Maybe like you picked your first as your first and I picked that as my last.
Yeah,
one. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, me too.
Why do we have these last name lists?
This is reminding me of when we would be working together for projects or something, and then we'd be like, okay, we'll each come up with, we'll list like the three topics we want to do in order. And that was great for us because we would always list the exact same things in the exact same order. But now this is like the bad part of that. Like, this is the negative part of this similarity.
I know. I don't know why. Is it like, I don't think we've been spending that much time together either. It's just like our brain cells are fusing.
Is this like, is this why people confuse us? Like, it's not because we're of similar cultures. It's because of this.
maybe it's also like the height thing, because I remember once like we were walking side by side and someone said, oh, like, you guys, like, you know, you're the same height.
Someone said that? I don't remember that.
They came up to me afterwards, so maybe it's also that. Maybe
it's just, oh, like, my goodness,
every single aspect. I don't know.
You need to tell me the name of this person when we're not recording anymore. Or okay, you could tell me now, actually. Who was it? Cover your mouth. Okay. Sorry, that was a bit off track.
Yes, it was.
Okay, my explanation for exactly the same answer. I said number one for the bingeability. I'm gonna be honest, it's been a hot minute since I've watched No Good Nick, but I rewatched it so many times. I don't know if it was because we only got like part one and part two of one season, but I feel like basically, at least for like, I think the first part of the season, you don't really, it's like slowly revealed to you what is actually going on and how things may not be what they seem. And you, at the, I think like in the later episodes, everything really unfolds. So then you want to, I remember really wanting to go back and try and look at those clues in the beginning that the character Nick was not who she seems.
Yeah. How about the realisticness?
I said that I feel like the family was pretty realistic. There was this one episode where the mom and the dad were talking, and the mom was like, how come you get to be the heart of the family and I have to be the brain? And you're the fun parent and I have to be the strict parent. I feel like that was super realistic, especially in terms of the roles that a lot of times moms have versus what dads have. Even as like a kid, that was like super eye-opening for me. So I feel like that was what really resonated with me a lot. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. I have similar explanations. So for the bingeability, I like you, I think I was just, when I first started watching it, I was so invested in like understanding why Nick was like getting into this family and trying to, you know, work with her dad, like what their ultimate plan was and why they were trying to get revenge, like what was the dynamics going on there. And then, like, I remember being so invested in seeing that. I was just, like, spent hours sitting there, like, going to the next episode. Good times when I could do that. And I, like, I made it all the way to the end. And, like, I don't know, one day. And then part two came out. And it was just very interesting, you know? So I agree with you. I think the way that they made it out to be, like, the parts of the episodes, it keeps you really hooked on it. So you want to go to the next episode. And then for realisticness, I think the sister and the brother, they were pretty realistic characters, you know? And then Nick, I don't think she was, since, you know, she was a very conniving little Fair. Teenage girl who's working with her prisoner dad Fair. To take down this family. So maybe not her, but I think her dynamics with the siblings and also the family, like you said, like, I don't know, I remember them doing a chore chart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and distributing it to Nick as well. And I was really happy when they started being a happy family together.
Me too. I was like, can she just keep up this ruse forever? Like, I don't really care.
Me too. I was so sad when the brother started finding out about the rules and he was telling the sister.
I really didn't like him for
me
that.
Me too. I was so bothered by him. Like, and he didn't trust her from the beginning too.
I know.
And I was just like, oh, just trust her. Even though she wasn't exactly trustworthy at the time.
Spoiler alert, but when it was revealed that all the times the family had wronged her and her dad's restaurant, I was like, whoa, this is really horrible of this family.
I know.
Like, what?
I felt bad for the dad. Like, he was just too intense. Like, why was he putting this onto a teenage girl?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, just focus on getting out of prison and building a better life for you and your kid.
And wasn't it insane that she worked for this couple who pretends to be her social worker to, like, help her or something?
Yes, that is very insane.
Okay, I feel like since we both know what the first one is, we can just talk about it together. There's no need to even list it separately.
Yeah.
It is.
Jenny and Georgia.
So for your the bingeability, what did you say?
I think that this was one of the shows where, even though I didn't have a lot of time to watch it, I was just like, I watched it anyways, regardless of that time constraint. So I kept watching, and I made it all the way to the end. I was watching this, like, all in one night, and I was, like, so interested in the series, because first we have Ginny, who's going on to this new teenage life, and then she's having, like, trouble in class because of her horrible English teacher or whatever, and then also, like, developing feelings for her best friend's brother, and then her horrible, like, the cringy boyfriend, Hunter.
Do you remember his tap dance?
I remember the dog video of, like, Happy Friday, or, like, It's Friday.
Oh, he was like, It's Fry-yay.
Oh my gosh, of course.
And we were supposed to believe that he was the most sought after guy in school.
Okay, maybe that part is unrealistic about it. Maybe we're a little bit biased about how bingeable it is. But for me, this ranked the highest in terms of bingeability. Because I just wanted to see where the relationship was going. And Georgia was such a good character to follow along.
I love Georgia.
I was nervous for her too, like, of her getting, like, people finding out about what she was doing, because she murdered her ex-husband, and then she, like, you know, got all that money, and then there was a private detective going after her. So I think that was really interesting, and I liked how they, like, the mother-daughter aspect that they were focusing on. I think in the second season, though, they really improved Ginny's character. Because I know there was a lot of, like, criticism about her character and her being unappreciative of Georgia as well.
Her character, I also feel like, in season one, was very unnecessarily dramatic. Like, you know that scene where she's talking to, forgot his name, the brother and his girlfriend at the time? I love the girlfriend, by the way. She's so sweet.
Oh, yeah!
But then she's like, oh, hello. And she, like, turns around and does this.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, what was it? Like, this?
It was, I don't know.
Yeah. And then, like, music starts playing. That scene.
It was, like, something dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a Billie Eilish song?
No. I searched it up afterwards. It was not. But it was, like, very similar vibes.
That was very funny.
I agree.
Yeah. And also their entire fight where they were talking, she and Hunter, the oppression Olympics, that entire conversation, insane.
I was like, oh, every line they were saying from the mouths, it was just so horrible. It was not good. But yeah, the second season, she really improved a lot. Yeah. And what did you think about Georgia?
In the second season or overall?
Overall.
I thought she was so interesting. Like, a lot of the time, I didn't really care about, in season one, especially Ginny's character. I wanted to learn more about Georgia because her story is so interesting. And I like how savvy she is. Like, you see all the ways that she's able to charm and kind of almost like manipulate things to make a better life for her. And I was just so impressed. Like, the scene where she goes and she needs to get clothes for Ginny, and then she like puts a hat on her and then hides the clothes or something, and that worked. Or that scene that Ginny like stole something, and then she comes in and she gets upset with the sales worker and like does a whole thing.
Yeah,
she's so smart. I love her.
I know. And her backstory, like young Georgia and her like having her little baby, that was so interesting too.
And they casted the young actress so well. They look so similar.
Exactly. Like I honestly would have believed if they were sisters. And I really like felt bad for her. Like, I felt a lot of sympathy for her going through everything she did when she was so young. Like, her horrible parents. And then, you know, being on her own for so long. And working with, like, that, like, really old guy. Yeah, for, like, a casino, too? No, not casino, but, like, gambling. Yeah, setting that whole thing up.
Which team are you on?
For Georgia? That guy. The cafe owner.
Me too. Team Joe.
Okay. I think the way... Paul, that's his name.
I love Paul too.
Yeah, I think in the first season I wasn't seeing it, but then second season, I could really see it, you know? He was a nice... she revealed everything she did, and then he was like, you know, he still accepted her and everything. He just wanted to be there for her. That was so sweet.
Then I also feel like with Zion, I see potential, you know? Like,
yeah, I see potential of all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they won't go down the Zion pathway.
I agree.
But I don't know about Joe either. Like, she's already married to Paul. Spoiler alert.
I know, but I don't know.
Will she, like, get a divorce? I'm so sad for Paul if she gets a divorce.
I feel like the only way they will let her be with Joe and that people will enjoy seeing her with Joe is if, you know, if Paul dies.
Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like that's the only way. The only way. And I don't want Paul to die. Paul is so great. Well, but at the same time, Joe.
But right now, like, the way the second season ended off, another spoiler alert, is that, you know, she's going to jail.
Yeah.
So I don't think she can worry about that right now. I think this was just overall a very interesting series.
Oh, like all of them?
Oh, like the Ginny and Georgia.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I wrote down in my notes, season one, not that good. But season two improved a lot. Like, a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like season one, if it was bingeable, for me at least, it wasn't bingeable in a good way. It's, like, bingeable in a laughing at kind of way.
Yeah.
Season two, I feel like I would binge it because I actually liked the plot.
Mm-hmm. Season one's kind of a guilty pleasure for me.
Fair.
Oh, and we forgot about realisticness. What did you think?
Oh, kind of what we talked about. Like, I feel like season one was not that realistic, especially in the way the characters act. Like, Hunter. Oh my God, Hunter and his little song, he's saying Ginny. No. And
yeah,
Ginny herself, we talked about the scene. I feel like season one, her not at all. But I feel like in the second season, they calmed down a lot with a lot of those very extra actions. And they were a bit more realistic. I think in some ways, not that much, but still pretty good, I feel like. And out of this list, I feel like we had a lot more realistic characters.
I also think like some of the secondary characters, like Max, Abby, that third girl in the group.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I really liked Abby's character.
Me too. I was going to say. With
her character development. And also I liked how she and like Ginny got really close at the second season.
Me too. I hope she has more scenes. Sorry. Me too. Sorry, continue.
I was going to say, I think I really hated Max the whole time.
Who was Max again?
The sister of Marcus.
Oh, Max.
I honestly don't see a problem with your best friend dating your brother. Like, why was she so mad?
Yeah, I didn't get it either. And the way she completely cut Ginny off, like, that was so insane to me.
She was, like, so mad about it, too. Like, I don't see any reason for all that unnecessary drama. So I didn't think that was realistic.
And why did she not be friends with Abby anymore? I don't even remember why.
Abby? I don't know. Yeah, I think she really... like, got on my nerves a lot.
For me, she was a bit annoying, but what I thought, who I didn't like more was the third girl, whose name I forgot.
She just went along with everything.
Yeah, she just went along with Max, I feel like. Like, she would just kind of, like, she didn't really have, mm-hmm. yeah.
I feel like it's because Max asserts so much power, you know? She's very dominating in a room.
I agree. Oh my gosh, the play that they do at the end of season 2, all the singing for that was incredible. I thought it was a real play. I was looking up the soundtrack and I was like, wait, is this real?
Wait, it's not real? Oh, they made up the whole play?
But I don't know if they made up this. Maybe it's a real play. I don't know. I didn't find it, but maybe I didn't look
enough. It's so impressive. I
looked it up wrong, but yeah.
I think some of the teachers were unrealistic, though. This is kind of like, this is coming up now. Like, the person who was managing the play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the English teacher, oh my gosh, she was so annoying.
I agree. I really liked Maxine and Marcus's mom. I feel like she was a good realist. Was yes. it Ellen?
Ellen.
I thought she was a really good realistic mom.
Me too. I liked her and Georgia. Like, I liked that Georgia had a friend to confide in.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and the little brother. I thought he was so sweet.
Oh my gosh, Austin?
Yes, and the way he befriended his bully because he learned about his home life. I thought that was so sweet.
Oh, that was so sweet.
It was.
This is one of the shows where the side plots were amazing.
They were. But some of the times, it was like really random. Like Joe and Cynthia.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. Like, were they trying to get rid of Joe as an option? Is that why? They were like telling the fans, oh no, sorry, we don't care about what you think.
It was just so random. Like, where do Joe and Cynthia ever intersect in terms of the show before that moment?
Exactly. I couldn't see anything. It was kind of forced. But yeah, I think I really love the side plots for the show.
I feel like you can tell that we put this as number one because we talked about it the most.
That's very true.
Hermina, I have something I think we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had the exact same ranking and that's really, like, not interesting.
Yeah.
Should we just propose? I feel like we should propose, like, one or two shows and we can add them into existing ranking. So,
okay.
What we have right now, number one, we have Jenny and Georgia. Number two, we have No Good Nick. Number three, we have EXO Kitty. Number four, we have Outer Banks. And number five, we have My Life with the Walter Boys. So where would you place The Summer I Turned Pretty on this list?
Summer I Turned Pretty?
You can look at mine if you want to.
Thank you.
Really,
that's so much better.
I switched this around last minute. Just,
okay. Yeah. I think I would... This is probably not a popular opinion, but I would put it in like... Wait. Another spot or?
Oh, no, just like in the already existing. Like, put it.
I would put it in number five.
Like, last place?
Yeah, last place.
You should explain.
Okay, so bingeability. I think I've seen this done so many times, and I just couldn't see the chemistry between the characters.
I feel like I can tell. The people can tell you're Team Jeremiah. I am too. I feel like from your fed up look, they can tell that.
Like, I always knew Jeremiah wasn't going to be the one she would end up with. It was just really annoying to me how she and Conrad, like, barely any scenes at all together, except for him sulking. It's like, oh, I hate my life. But, like, keeping that big secret from everyone at the whole time. Like, I felt bad for him, but I also don't see why they would work well together.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if they went with the Jeremiah path, I know, like, in the books, he does some bad things. But just based on the show, that would be the better option, you know?
Where would you place it if they go the Jeremiah path, which we sadly know they will never do?
If they had, like, more scenes together, rather than Jeremiah, like, being jealous of them. Like, I didn't like they made him do that, you know, looking at them really creepily. I think they were having those moments. Look at that grocery store. He's just looking. Okay, if they actually, like, went down the Jeremiah pathway, maybe, like, number three. Maybe even number two.
Oh.
It would change a lot. Yeah. I think it's, in terms of realisticness, Conrad and Jeremiah are not realistic. Steven and the best friend.
Taylor?
Yeah, I think they're pretty realistic, actually.
They were very cute, and yes. I think their story was realistic.
I also, like, I was more invested into their story than Belly and anyone else, you know? So I was really interested in them. And I think Belly, as a character, she's quite annoying. That's kind of the problem with people in love triangles. It's always, like, the girl with these two brothers, like, with, you know, the Vampire Diaries. And it's really annoying when she goes back and forth between them.
I agree.
especially because I feel like I liked Belly a lot in the Bigfoot season one. Mm-hmm. And then season two, I feel like you get to see her almost like picking and choosing which boy to go to. And I don't blame her entirely. I blame Susanna. I feel like she is the cause of so many issues in that show. And if she didn't put pressure on a 16-year-old girl to date one of her sons and marry them, Belly would not have to go through this much stress and anxiety on behalf of Susanna.
Susanna, I think a lot of people loved her. I felt a bit annoyed for a time, though, because of that. Like, why does she... Why is this, like, a whole defining moment for Belly?
Yeah, like, what if Belly meets... Belly is going to be with some... Like, what if Belly meets someone who is not one of Susanna's sons? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, but in Susanna's letter, she told me that she wanted me to be with, you know, Conrad or whatever. Like, I feel like that's kind of manipulative. Like, why are you telling a 16-year-old girl this, knowing that you're about to pass away and that she would take that really harshly?
That's very
true. What are you doing, Susanna?
I liked Belly's mom, though.
Mm, me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and her whole, like, getting her book published. I was very happy for her. But yeah. Okay. I like that ranking that we did. Wait, where would you put it? Like, right now. With Conrad, you know.
I would put it as number two, I think. Like, that's after Ginny and Georgia and before No Good Nick. Because even though she will end up with Icky Conrad, I feel like, in terms of bingeability, the show is really bingeable. And I feel like, in terms of realisticness, I feel like they portray relationships really well. Like, that's one of the reasons why this was so successful. Like, the relationships between Belly and, well, I won't say it's real, super realistic, but like Belly and Conrad and Belly and Jeremiah and Belly and Taylor and the mom and daughter dynamics and stuff like that. I feel like that was really good. And I feel like, even though we know that Jeremiah will never be a true option for Belly in this show, I wish they would just make it seem like it was. Like, can we just pretend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how in a love triangle show, there's always, for the most part,
yes,
the one that you know is going to happen, and then the one where it's like, we just want to make drama. Can you at least pretend as a show that they're both equal?
Yes, I really agree with that point. Like, what's the point of doing a love triangle when one person is clearly the one they're going to end up with? I think in the Vampire Diaries, I didn't know who she would end up with. I don't know if that's the case with you.
I think once they introduced Damon as a love interest for her, I just kind of saw no way out from there.
I was just worried she wouldn't end up with either of them at the end. She would pull a hole. I'm team me.
Oh, like how the actress does for, like, whenever they ask whose team she is for the one who plays the girl.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. What were we talking about? Record
the last like 5-10 minutes that never made it on the phone, on the recording.
And this is a different device as well, so if it looks different, that's why. Okay, so I think I was talking about, we were talking about the Vampire Diaries ranking. Oh, yeah, and how it's really, like, unrealistic. So I think just because it is so unrealistic, number two is a good spot to put it. But the bingeability was, like, so high. However, I will say after the first five seasons, I was not invested in the show when Elena left in the sixth season, I think.
Same. I feel like Bonnie was... She was a really good main character after Elena left, but I still feel like the show was not the same without her.
Did you know people ship Bonnie and Damon?
I see it. Like, I understand it, and I see it. I think if Elena and Damon didn't have all those incredible scenes with so much chemistry and stuff, I would ship it too.
That makes sense, yeah.
Do you?
I liked Ezra and Bonnie a lot. I felt very bad. Like, why was everyone in Bonnie's life dying? But yeah, I saw them more as friends. However, I was very big, like, Delena shipper.
Me too. I felt bad for Stefan, though. I was happy he was with Caroline, but I wanted Caroline to be with Klaus.
Me too.
So I wasn't that happy for Stefan.
I don't know. Was there anyone else for Stefan?
I was kind of Catherine. Like,
I was, like, getting, like, in the first few seasons, she was okay. Like, I liked her. But then it was getting a bit, you know, annoying.
I think it was so repetitive.
Yeah.
But I agree. And second season is my favorite season of Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. I think Catherine is so good in season two.
Yes, yes. And I liked the whole plot with her, I don't know, the doppelganger plot with Stefan and Silas? Yeah.
Have you seen the originals?
I haven't. I really want to, though. One of these days I will. Have you?
I saw season one, but I didn't see the rest of the seasons. You have this judgmental look on your face. I know where you're going with this.
I knew what you were going to say from the start.
Did you?
How many seasons is the originals? Like, 4, I'm guessing?
There's 5.
Okay.
If in case you were wondering.
I would not have guessed you would have watched, like, the whole way through.
What does that mean?
That means I think you're one of those people who is better suited to, like, 3-season shows.
I cannot think of a single 3-season show that I like that much.
No, but the trend with you, like, watching shows is, oh, Santa, did you watch the show? And you're like, oh, yeah, I did. And then it's only the first season. Or, like, the first few episodes.
Oh my god. No. If I like a show, I will commit. Like, with New Girl, I saw all of New Girl.
Okay.
6 seasons. Parks and Rec, that's 7 seasons. I saw all of Parks and Rec. Vampire Diaries, I kind of gave up after season, like, 6. But that's still really, that's a lot.
Okay, that's fair. Season 6 is okay, yeah.
You are very committed to, like, finishing a show, which I applaud.
No, like, the thing is, sometimes I won't finish it, and then I'll, like, I would feel guilty not ever finishing it, so I have to go back to it. But I don't always finish it all at the same time. I always circle back to it, though. Like with Shameless, too. I know you hooked me on watching it, and I went to season 5. Isn't that where you stopped, too, right?
No, I got to season 11, for your information.
No, you said you watched until season 5, then and then you skipped to season 11.
Yeah, I remember now. Sorry.
Yes. But, yeah, I think something about season 5. I'm just really tired of it, so I stopped.
Fair.
Yeah.
You see why I skipped to season 11 now?
Okay, but still. I would still watch all the way.
Okay.
I will one of these days.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I think this was, like, a really fun thing to do. I love tier ranking.
Me too, and I think it was so much fun actually getting to disagree with each other later on.
Yes. I think as the episode went on, it was better.
I agree. And I hope we can do something similar in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with other forms of media or other shows even.
Yeah, I think, like, books would be really fun. Sadly, I don't have a lot of time to read these days, though.
Me neither. But hopefully we can make time if needed.
Yes, I swear. After this week, like, you say trust that my word on this. Week.
You say that. I say that too. But, like, we can't keep doing this.
No, but seriously, math is out of the way. And then once these assignments are done, we'll get a brief period of peace.
Will we get peace, though? Because what I'm seeing is that we have presentations for 2 classes.
Mm-hmm.
So after those presentations, I assume that we're going to be doing, like, because one of our teachers was away for quite some time, so I feel like we have to work on catching up, so we're going to have a lot of sped up work to do, which is a lot more cumulative work. And then I feel like even though we're done with math, we still have to study math because our teacher is still giving us material to work on, right? So we still need to work on that.
That's true, but at the same time, less assignments. Because I feel like for chemistry specifically, we'll be getting into actually doing the lessons. So, like, we won't have assignments for a while. At least that's how it was in grade 10 when I had the same teacher. So, yeah.
Okay, I trust you on that.
Okay. Then, once we're done this week, maybe we'll get to catch up on some books.
I guess we'll see next week when we see when we record this again. And, like, in between, I guess, when we're coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm. So, I hope this coming week will be great for everyone. Yeah.
I do too. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. And hopefully we'll see you again.
Yes. Next week we're thinking about doing something a bit more focused on one form of media, one show in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned in for that.
Yes. We're both very excited for this.
Thank you.
Thank you.